Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beauty Sports. I am your host, Addie Miles Abbott. This is your one-stop shop for everything women's professional sports. The date is September 13th, and here is your weekly lineup. All right, everybody, let's jump right into it. So this week, with the NWSL, they are taking a break after last week's competition. So they are completely off the grid until September 25th. Players participating in the Confederation Qualifier Tournaments will be on international duty till September 25th. So we won't have any NWSL action for you until that time, but we will be watching out for the Confederation Qualifier Tournaments just to see where everybody landed. Heading over to the WNBA, another massive week for these women. We got 13 games Friday and Saturday being two huge days for WNBA basketball. Collectively, there's 9 games between the 2 days. We are focusing on 8th, 9th, and 10th in the standings, moving into what is the most competitive playoff push for one spot. We've got 3 teams separated by 1 point fighting for one spot. So last week, Washington jumped over New York Liberty, jumped over the LA Sparks, and they are now sitting in that 8th position. New York has a huge week coming up. They're playing Connecticut and Washington. There's 7 teams have clinched their spot. We're looking for the last one. So for me, the spotlight game this week is the New York Liberty versus the Washington Mystics. This is going to be played on Friday, September 17th, 6 p.m. on Twitter. This is going to be the battle this week. Washington needs those points. New York is up against a huge week. Connecticut and Washington. Washington needs those points to finally put the nail in the coffin for this final spot. So very, very excited to see how that game turns out. New York versus the Mystics, Friday the 17th, 6 p.m. on Twitter. Now, LPGA coming off the Solheim Cup. Really excited. Now we're heading into the Cambia Portland Classic, September 16th to 19th. The Oregon Golf Club, par 72, 6,487 yards, a purse of $1.4 million. Georgia Hall won this tournament last year, and really excited to see some heavy hitters back in action. Brooke Henderson, Jin Young Ko, Brittany Altamore, many more. So you can find these women on the Golf Channel on the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. So just set your PVRs for the entire time from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. So set your PVRs to get all the action that you need for the Cambrian Portage Classic, who Georgia Hall was the previous champion last year. Now making our way over to tennis. I am still getting over the U.S. Open. I cannot believe what happened. It was such an incredible tournament, but tennis does not stop. Now we are on to 2 WTA 250 events. Don't get mad how I pronounce this, because this is a toughie. Zavrolinkia Savo Porez tournament in Slovenia. There's no way that that's the correct name, but I'm going to throw it out there because I want people to watch. September 13th to 19th, number 1 seed Petra Martic of Croatia is going to be there. WTA TV is where you're going to find this. So September 13th to 19th, as well as the Luxembourg Open. Also September 13th to 19th, number 1 seed Belinda Bencic of Swiss will be there. Both of these events will be on WTA TV. Easy enough to just go on to WTATennis.com. The link is right there, WTA TV. You will be able to watch every single match from there. Now, finally, for the weekly lined up wrap up here, we're going to be very WNBA focused this week just because the amount of games and the playoff push is so intense this year. But I just wanted to keep everybody up to date with the Premier Hockey Federation name change. So they've announced it. It's happening. Now more players are starting to come full force. In the weekly sports talk, you know, talked about how this is going to be an incredible thing. This is going to be an incredible debate, you know, taking the W out of the name, where that leads, what that means, and what that ultimately is saying. So I think we should be embracing the W. I think the W is something that is empowering and is something we shouldn't shy away from. Now, there's a lot of players that are for it in the league. A lot of players are gung-ho. They think it's incredible for people that maybe don't necessarily identify as a woman, which is a completely different conversation. But Madison Packer has now gone on to say that all teams, she thinks, in her brain, will be making the name switch in the next 3 to 5 years. So meaning W will be removed from all professional sports within the next 5 years. I think that this is going to be the biggest debate of women's sports to date. The only way I can see it happening, which who knows, is if it turns into NHL, men's and women's division, and NBA, men's and women's division. If we're just going to rebrand every single female league just to get W out of it, I think that that is going to be a very, very interesting debate. And, you know, a huge thing for women's sports, because I think we really need to try to make it easier for our sports fans to identify with women's sports. So I just cannot wait to see where it goes. I just wanted to get that out there because I thought it was interesting. There's a lot of other players that have come forward and had different perspectives as well. So keep your eye on that. So ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up your weekly lineup for everything women's professional sports happening this week. Please, if you have not, follow us on Instagram, follow us on YouTube, and subscribe to our podcast. It would really help grow the female game. And I just love talking sports. Just want to talk sports all the time. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you this Saturday for our weekly sports talk. Have a great day.